distract us, that keep us from sitting at your feet. But we want to just hand all of that over to you, fix our eyes on you. We invite you, Lord, to speak to us this morning, and we trust that you will. Lord, would you tune our hearts to just align with yours? And would you be enthroned upon our praises? Lord, this morning, all we seek is an encounter with you. More than Panera, more than good conversations, more than anything else, we just want to be with you. We stand in awe of who you are and what you've done for us. And Lord, would you just increase that awe and wonder as we worship you this morning? Set our hearts on fire for you. We pray this in your name. Amen. So we're going to begin our worship time by just reflecting on the wonder of who Jesus is and what he's done for us.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. For me it was in the garden, he prayed not my will, for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. In pity, angels beheld him and came from a world of light to comfort him in the sorrows he bore for my soul that night. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Will be my joy through the years.
to sing of his love for me. So we're going to continue this morning just reflecting on the wonderful work that Jesus did for us on the cross, the fact that only he was worthy to take our sins upon himself. So we'll begin by, Jamal's going to read Revelation 5 for us, the whole thing. So just encourage you, if you have your Bibles, to open up with us to follow along in Revelation chapter 5. We'll go from there into the rest of our time of worship. And just encourage you, if you feel led at any point to lift up your own prayers or praises, to just feel free to do that anytime there's space. So Jamal, if you would read that for us.
For sure. Revelations 5. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped.
And generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry,
sing this
song forever to the land. And if you walk in freedom, and if you bear his name, we'll sing the song forever. Song forever and amen, and the angels cry. Oh, believe, all creation cries. Oh, believe, you are lifted high. Above them all.
Your name
is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all. Cry. Oh, believe, all creation cries. Oh, believe, lifted high. Oh, believe, holy forever. Hear your people sing.
Lord, 1,000 tongues is not enough to sing of your glory.
Jesus, Majesty.
is the Lamb.
Worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen.
Yes, Jesus, you alone are worthy of all of our praise, of all of the honor and all of the glory. We thank you, Lord, that you give us a glimpse of heaven here on earth, that we don't have to wait until heaven to join in with the song and praise you, but we can praise you here and now and worship you, what we were created for. So, Lord, would you stir within our hearts and fuel our praises, God, that we would just continue to draw nearer and nearer to you, and we trust that you will draw near to us. So, Lord, speak to us through your word today by your Holy Spirit. Give us the ability to understand the truths that you want to speak. And, Lord, may it lead us into a closer walk with you. We pray these things in your beautiful, wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.